We broadcast in stereo on TuneIn and on our Listen Live feature. We broadcast in stereo. So if you're in the car and you are listening to the show live via the Bluetooth of your smartphone, flip it over. I think you might have the choice between Logic 7 and stereo. Flip it over to stereo. And man, you know, it's like a whole new world. So you will dig that. I actually got something good happened. It's not much. In my world, this amounts to a huge fucking thing. By the way, 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445 for our Customer Appreciation Month. It does continue. We're giving away three more, and with one of these questions, I may give away three to one person items from the merch store. Okay, and that includes downloads. Like I said, I've been informed that we're giving away downloads. Sorry, I'll turn the fan off. It's pretty loud, you know. It's pretty loud. Fucking fan is loud, man. So here's the shit that we got for you. I don't know if you can see that or not, but probably do it better over here. Actually, I plugged in the other network computer because I wanted to do it groovy. You know, I wanted to get it groovy. If this will work or not. I said a good thing happened to me, man. One of the, I think I told you guys last week, that's the network computer, and this is the other one. I think I'll just stick with the other one. One of the women that I was telling you about that I had pissed off has actually messaged me yesterday. So who knows? You know, I mean, life may be getting better. See, if there's one thing, this is just me, and every guy's different. There's one thing that is very rare, that has been very rare in my life when it came to women that I, really meant something to me, and that's sense of humor. And last summer, hot on the heels of another fucked up breakup, I met this chick who was funnier than shit, really beautiful. Okay, big tits, but you know that. See that? You can't say that. That's because that's not where I'm coming. I don't. You know, I'm not like that. I'm not. You know, I'm more of an ass guy. But man, was she funny too? Funny? Christ Almighty, was she funny? And of course, what did I wind up doing? Fucking that up all to hell. I mean, really bad. But I just got a faint glimmer of a message from her last night. So, all right, so what we're going to do here, our number is 855-500-7445. 855-500-7445. If you're a backstage pass, you must be an all-access backstage pass listener to the show, then we invite you to join us, brother, on the line this morning. We're giving away, what we do is every morning we give away three prizes to three different callers. Although this morning, like I said, I have a three-parter that could be good for three prizes to y'all. If y'all call in, okay? Now, if you've won before, you can't call. If you've won before, we do not, unfortunately, as much as I love to talk to you, can't call me. All right, 855-500-7445 is our number. It's a Monday. I hope you had a good weekend. I had a sort of a good weekend. I stuck to my diet to the whole weekend, except yesterday I ate a whole bunch of fucking rice cakes. I was just fucking hungry, man. I mean, I was just goddamn hungry. You know how it is. listen to me. You know how it is. I was hungry. You know, but I am hell-bent on getting down to my 210 weight. And then on the 5th of June, you know, I'm going to be on stage in front of a whole bunch of all you mothers out there. So hold on, please. And hold on, please. Let's see if we've got, if I didn't hang up on these folks. Good morning. Let's see. Good morning. What's your username? Hello? Oh, they hung up. They were scared. Good morning. What's your username?
Atomic Ken.
Hey, man. How you doing this morning, Atomic Ken?
Doing good.
And where are you calling from, man?
Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, beautiful. All right, here is, I'll start off with this three-parter. If you get one of them, you get a prize. If you get two of them, you get two prizes. If you can get all three of these, you will get three fangs. Name one, at least, of three reasons why Steve Dooley would be impotent with his wife, Bobby. Steve actually is impotent with her for three different reasons.
The smell of pork.
You got it. That's one.
If he's outside of L.A. County.
That's two.
And is it temperature related, like air conditioner?
Could you be more specific? You're in the ballpark. I figure for three prizes, I gotta.
Yeah.
You're in the ballpark. In fact, you are standing right at the entrance. They're about to take your ticket, and you're about to walk in.
I can only think it has if he's in a hotel and the air conditioning is on.
You know what, man? You were so close, but it's actually the sound of the air conditioners running.
Ah, the sound.
Yeah, as he's banging his wife, or as he's attempting to, and it ain't going to happen, you know. But you know what, dude? You got two things here, two prizes, so I don't know what you want. We got up on the screen this morning, there's our clothing, and then we have collectibles here. We also have hard copy CDs. We also have digital downloads of all of those CDs, plus three extra, which is Bobby, The Best of Ted, and the 94 Miami. So there's a bunch of shit there that you can while away the hours with. But you get two things, man. So
let me go with the Ted's of Beverly Hills t-shirt.
You got it. There's the Ted shirt.
And I got to get the la 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 for my wife.
All right, cool. So the Ted's of Beverly Hills t-shirt. Let's see, where the hell did I go here with this thing? Oh, there it is. The Ted's of Beverly Hills, and you want the what? You want the Rudy Canosa. Okay, cool. So the Ted's of Beverly Hills t-shirt, the Rudy Canosa, and you know what? We're going to send you an email to confirm you, and it's Atomic Ken, right? A-T-O-M-I-C-K-E-N.
Except no C.
It's a K. A-T-O-M-I-K-E-N. You got it, dude. All right, Ken.
Thanks
sir. A lot. All right. See you later. There's Atomic Ken from Columbus, Ohio. And he got the... See, now there's a guy that's thinking, man. You know, he got the Jatem lingerie shirt for his wife. He has the Tens of Beverly Hills shirt for himself. And he got two of the three reasons why love boy Steve Dooley is an impotent motherfucker. 855-500-7445 is the number this morning if you're a all-access backstage pass guy. And a couple of other things that have been going on. And I'm going to find out if I can't... we'll see if we can affect some call-outs from our board. I don't know if we can or not. I want to be able to call out because I want to do some stuff with some of the pictures that we've been getting here. And we've been getting these on Facebook, but you're certainly free to email them to us as well here at philandryshow.com. And let me just see in the background there. Let's see what we can show you. These are the, as I say, the variety of pictures that we've been getting. And let's see if I can show you this in a little bit better resolution. I don't know. There we go. That's a great one. I love that one. And several others. So it is Monday morning. Welcome here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. We got Bob Green, who will be on to discuss the Donald Sterling thing. We got two more things to give away here, by the way. 855-500-7445 is the number. Okay. 855-500-7445 for all of you backstage pass dudettes and dudes this morning. And we got some questions to ask y'all. See, it's Customer Appreciation Month, and it only comes around once a year. And then after that, fuck it. Forget it. All right, so we're going to have Bob Green on this morning to talk a little bit about the whole Don Sterling thing. Then we're going to have on... I think we're going to probably drag Margaret in and have her discuss her project, you know, that she's involved in. And let's see what else. Then we're going to have me trying to fucking stay awake because it was another sleepless night last night. I'd like to also, at this time, go public and thank my good, close personal friend, Horatio Sanz, for his help with our one-man show, which I know is going to be fantastic because he's involved. Good morning. What's your username?
Macro Monster.
It's what?
Macro Monster.
Macro M-O-N. Can you spell that? M-A-C-R-O. Is that a reference to your penis?
No.
Okay. It was Macro Monster, I thought, you know.
M-A-N-C-E-R.
You got it. Okay. And where are you calling from, sir?
Coconut Grove.
Sweet. In Florida, Miami.
That's correct, yeah. In Miami, yeah.
We actually have a Coconut Grove in L.A., but it's a nightclub, so that's got nothing to do with it. Here is a question for you there, Macro, if they call you that. Margaret's collection of obscene signs and sayings is called what? She's got a name for it.
The Filth File.
You got it, dude. You win.
Awesome.
What do you want, man? You want a T-shirt? Do you want...
A coffee mug.
You want a coffee mug?
Yeah.
A Phil Henry coffee mug?
Yeah, please.
Here's I want to get a picture of it because somebody sent me a picture of it because I'm too fucking lazy to take one myself. And, well, I don't have it right now, but you know what it looks like, right?
Yes.
All right, Macro Monster and a coffee mug from Coconut Grove. Excellent. Thank you, son.
Thank you so much.
Goodbye. Those guys ought to be awake in Miami, man. That guy sounded like he was half asleep. It's now, what, almost 12 there? It's 11:30? I'm just fucking around here. All right, so Macro Monster, a winner for a coffee moog. 855-500-7445. You guys are slow this morning. Probably because you figure that maybe there's nobody up, you know, or you figure that we gave up on the customer appreciation because guess what? It was the end. Well, no, this is all fucking month. All month. One more question and one more thing to give away, and then we're rock and roll. 855-500-7445. So where was I? Oh, some of this fucking news this weekend. What is up? Okay, so Michael Sam kissed his boyfriend. Holy shit. Now, that's all, you know. And I saw this thing with Sterling on TV with, what's-his-face, Anderson Cooper, and I realized, okay, that could not possibly have aired because it would have been all over the place, and it hasn't. They have leaked a few clips, or they've leaked, if you'll pardon the expression, a few comments from that interview. So that'll be pretty interesting, and that's tonight at 8 o'clock. So will you be watching? I'll be watching. I mean, you know, somebody said it was really perfectly said, too, that he's an old guy, and that's how they thought then. And I know many of us still think that way. No, I'm fucking right. Bob Green does, and he'll be on to, you know, do his ham-fisted, fucked-up, half-ass attempt at defending Donald Sterling. All right, let's take a look at other news. Well, we're still waiting for one more call to come through for... We're giving away... here it is here. Oh, no, please, don't tell me that happened. Are you kidding me? Some people may say, why don't you have Doug Danger deal with that? See, Doug Danger doesn't really do gay issues. He does every other issue, but... Oh, shit, I don't have my fucking stapler, you motherfucker. Reactions heat up after Michael Sam kisses boyfriend on TV. Thanks, Alex, for turning off the Samcast. You know what? You're right. Yeah, I do need you to do that, especially when we're doing this thing. Donald Sterling tells Anderson Cooper, I was baited. I was baited. See, that's a guy that's still blaming other fucking people, man. What the fuck is wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Huh?
Well, I'm going to tell you. And you know.
Do you think I'm a racist?
I don't know.
Do you think I'm a racist? I called him a coon. Oh, boy. Sue me.
All right. I mean, I don't know. Good morning. What is your username?
Bubble347.
Did we already talk, Bubble347? No?
Nope. Yep.
Okay.
Not yet.
All right, cool. Bubble347, we have a question for you. It's a very simple question. Are you a long-time listener of the show or kind of a short-time listener of the show?
Over the last year, so I don't know how long or short. Sorry.
Let me see, man. That's all right. Commandant, it doesn't matter, everybody wins. You're going to win. But I just want to ask you, Commandant Wireman's Commandant Harvey Wehrman of Bradley Military Academy has often threatened R.C. Collins with what punishment? It's
across the main, take him down to the, take him down to the, something across the mainsail. God, I'm sorry. I
no, it's all right. It is a nautical punishment, and this is a Army Military Academy, so it's already weird.
It's coming to me.
Go ahead.
You're right. Nautical, it's almost like drawn and quartered, but not quite.
Yeah.
Take him down to the...
Take him below.
Take him below to the... sorry, Phil.
It's all right. Take him below for the makings. You will kiss the gunner's daughter.
Kiss the gunner's daughter. Of course. I thought there was a mother or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kiss the mother's daughter.
Anyway, I love R.C. Collins, and I love all your characters,
especially Ted Bell, but you're
great, Phil.
Thank you. And so your username again is?
Bobble, capital B-O-B-B-L-E, 347.
347.
That's
all right, dude.
Brooklyn area code.
Beautiful, man. And where are you calling from tonight? Or this morning?
I'm calling from New York.
New York City. Awesome. All right, we got collectibles, you know, like, and these are our clothing, our T-shirts, we have collectibles, we have the CDs. What would you like, man?
If you have a Ted Bell shirt, I'll take that.
I got that going on.
I love Ted.
I'll give you some of that. All right, there it is, a Ted Bell T-shirt, man, and we're going to send you a confirming email. And thanks for calling this morning from
thanks for all the laughs, man. I love it.
You got it, brother. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later.
All right, there's New York checking in. So we had Coconut Grove this morning, New York, and Columbus, Ohio. Bitchin'. That's a bitchin' representation there this morning. On June the 5th, we're going to be at the Improv in Hollywood. June the 5th, the Improv in Hollywood. I had a panic this weekend about, and if Horatio's watching, he's probably going, God damn it, man, what are you... You know, I had a panic because what I'm going to be doing is really a theatrical. And when I say theatrical, I don't mean it's going to be, you know, Death of a Salesman, but it's a theater piece, which means it's not a joke. It's not a stand-up act. It's, me going in and out of character in this shit. And I was worried and probably continue to be worried about doing it in a comedy club. As phenomenal as the Improv is, it's a legendary club. I'm worried about the reception it will get in a comedy club. So, later today I'm going to have wide ranging discussions with a number of very important individuals in the. Show, whatever the fuck. So, when I get it, you'll get it. If you don't get it, I haven't got it, okay? It's fair to say something has snapped. Daniel Henninger, who are we talking about now, Sterling? There's a guy here, Daniel Henninger. It's fair to say something has snapped. Did something snap in what? In the, okay. I thought they were talking maybe the stock market or Donald Sterling. All right, glasses. And then the other thing that I really could use, man, and I do not have, is the stapler. I got to go get it. Would you please forgive me? Back.
promises you made for me. I hate you for every time you ever bled for me. I hate you for the way you smile when you look at me. I hate you for never taking control of me. I hate you for always saving me from myself. I hate you for always choosing me and not someone else. I hate you for always pulling me back from the edge. I hate you for every time.
Oh, for God's sake, Phil, would you shut the whore up, please? Shut it up. Shut the whore. God damn it. Phil.
All right. I got my stapler here, man, so I'm good. I'm good to go, as they say. That's a phrase that I'm getting rapidly fucking tired of, aren't you? The other one, of course, is it's all good. That's... If I never use that one again, it'll be too soon. My bad. Of course, I don't ever fucking use that one. I cannot use my bad. I always say, I'll say it's good, it's all good. Somehow I can justify that grammatically, but it's my bad. I'm taking the fucking drugs I take, you know, because if I don't take these drugs, then the world becomes even more oppressive than it already is. And I'm like many of you. You know, now this doesn't mean that we're going to take, as Clint Eastwood said, we're not going to take long showers into the wee hours, swap and spit. But I do, like many of you, take medicine. And why? Well, that's a great question. Is it because I was born that way? Or is it because... I was born a certain way, but I was also raised in a certain environment that exacerbated certain things. Well, doctors will tell us that it is a combination of nurture and nature. What is nurture? Nurture is when you are raised in an environment. Nurturing is the environment. Nature is what you're born with. That's why they say nature and nurture. And in the cases, for instance, of psychopathic, sadistic murderers, well, we see quite a bit of that. For instance... People will say, well, you see what happens when you raise a kid with violent television. No, you don't see what happens when you raise a kid with violent television because every kid's different. I was raised with violent television. I actually enjoy violent television shows from time to time. I actually enjoy violent movies from time to time. Swallow, you say I swallow pills without drinking. Why, just a waste of fucking time. Go,
I need some water.
Fuck it. Just swallow the goddamn shit. Chew it up if you have to. Swallow it! Just remember what you yelled at your girlfriend. I'm kidding. So, just remember what you yelled at your girlfriend. I'm kidding. Ladies, I'm sure you're still with me, aren't you? So... I watch all kinds of violent shit. I don't go out and commit violent acts. Why is that? Well, it's because it's nature and nurture. So the nurture, which is the environment, which is watching the violent television shows, yes, that's probably bad. If I also have the natural wiring and tendency toward violent activity. For instance, if I... here's one. Well, you don't even have to be born with this. We now know, doctors now tell us, researchers and scientists tell us, that head injury can create personality changes which are accompanied by violent behavior. Also, brain tumors. Charles Whitman had a brain tumor. A couple of serial killers they caught. I think one of these guys had bumped his head when he was a kid, falling off a motorcycle, something like that. So, or you're born with the wiring. You're already born with fucked up wiring. I'll give you an example. If I wasn't born in a violent home. I was born in a dysfunctional home. My home, the home that I was raised in, was very dysfunctional. There were a lot of arguments. There was bad social skills taught in my home. There was zero in the form of actual social skills. There was none. I learned to be a gentleman. I was taught manners, but I wasn't taught real social skills, how to interact and relate successfully with people. So I have had to stumble along in my life to learn those things. But at least I wasn't raised in a home where there was violence. and where there was, if there had been, I probably would have really turned out to be a violent guy, because I did model my father's anger a lot. My old man was very, very angry guy. And I grew up thinking anger was power. I grew up thinking if you had real, you know, anger, you really had power. You don't have shit. What you have is just this odious personality that frightens people. And I've had more than one person tell me in my life that when I get angry, it's really fucking scary. And that's the last fucking thing I want to do is scare people, especially in the line of work that I'm in. Bad. And of course, anger strangles all of your creative ability. It strangles all of your creative juices. You know, you can't be creative. But if I'd been raised in a house where my dad beat up my mom or beat me up or beat up my sisters, I would be a antisocial. I don't know if I'd be psychopathic, but I would be a angry guy. You know, I would be I'd probably be Phil, but with a lot of violence. And I'd probably be one of those fucking guys that'd be in jail and, you know, probably have the one good-hearted girlfriend, if I even had one, and she'd be like, he's really a nice guy, you know, you gotta understand, you know, that kind of shit. And I'd probably be feeling all guilty, but, you know, then I'd get out and I'd do it all over again, you know. Because there wasn't one good thing about where I was raised, and hopefully if you were raised in a violent home, at least it was... there was feeling, there was emotion, people felt, you know, things. All right, I'm glad isn't that uplifting? What's a Monday? What do you want, you know, Monday morning is all kinds of fucked up reflection on all kinds of fucked up things. One of the things I do on Monday mornings, one of the things I do every morning is I get over here to my music and set the music up for the day.
Well, what we like to do, Mr. Hendry, is we like to set things up for the day.
Do me a favor. And then we'll be ready to go, man. 2 minutes to go. God damn it. I'll leave this shit. What if I was nothing? All right. We got 1 minute here. 1 minute. 1 minute.
Where the fuck is she now?
God damn it, you fucking piece of shit. No, I don't want that, man. All right. Good morning, our Listen Live listeners, as well as our TuneIn listeners. We are just a couple of seconds away here from starting the show. Just bear with us for one little secchi poo here while we just line stuff up. Hope you had a good weekend. You're listening to the voice of Phil Hendry. I'm looking right now at the mug of Donald Sterling, of his wife Shelley Sterling. Man, what a clusterfuck that whole scene is, huh? Donald Sterling, let me tell you a little bit about Donald Sterling, and I'll get into this during the show. Perhaps you don't know this, perhaps you do, perhaps you don't care. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know anymore, in the words of Al Pacino in the great film Glengarry Glen Ross. I don't know. I don't know anymore. Donald Sterling has always been a fucking joke in the city of Los Angeles. I never knew him as a racist joke. I just knew him as a jive turkey, jive mother who couldn't run a basketball team any better than he could, pardon me, fornicate. All right. Stand by, ladies and gentlemen. We are just about ready to rock and roll live, and we'll get on with all the crew and everybody and do the funky chicken too. World famous Phil Henry Show.